NPR's Tom Bowman is at the Pentagon, where he's following the military investigations into the killings in Haditha, and he's with us to bring us up to date. And first, Tom, I understand that you've been able to confirm that the Marines made payments to the families of those people who were killed in Haditha.
That's right, Robert. We were able to confirm a Denver Post story that $38,000 in payments were made by Marines to the families of the victims of Haditha. This is 1 month after the killings. And that for each family member killed, the family received $2,500 in payment. And this is at a time when Marines were saying that 15 Iraqi civilians had died. Now, this is not unusual because it's standard procedure for the military to make such payments when they believe they've accidentally killed someone or made some property damage. What is unusual here is that these payments were made at a time when the Marines were officially saying the Haditha civilians were killed by an insurgent bomb, a roadside bomb. So the question for investigators is, why were these payments made if Marines were not at fault for killing these civilians?
And how far up was the authorization for actually making these payments, which on the surface at least would be in conflict with the official story of what had happened there?
Well, we know the battalion commander, Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Chisani, made the approval for the payments. It also went above him as well to the division. What we don't know is, was this a mistake? Did they forget, for example, that the roadside bomb was supposedly what killed the civilians and just forgot about the payments, made a mistake, or was this part of a cover-up? That's what investigators are still trying to determine, mm-hmm. and at this point they don't know that.
Now, what's the latest on the criminal investigation and on the search for evidence of a possible cover-up?
Well, the target of the investigation is the squad leader. He was a sergeant, a staff sergeant. And they're also looking at a corporal and as many as three other lance corporals that were part of this squad. We've also learned today that the sergeant was coaxing members of his squad to lie about what happened at Haditha. Again, the initial story was from the Marines was a roadside bomb killed these folks, and the sergeant corralled some of these Marines together and said, this is the story we're going to stick with. So investigators have statements from some other Marines that this happened.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
It's NPR's Tom Bowman talking to us from the Pentagon.